a while back, they had tried selling that house for quite some time and eventually got cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and finally got to a point that they were looking to partner with somebody to move it. And after that didn't go through, they finally decided to just give it away.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got it for a good price.
Well, I did. The only issue with that was one day my brother, Wes, came back from a fishing trip, and he was like, hey, I finally saw that three-story house that guy's trying to give away in Farragut Bay. That thing looked really nice. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, the guy's trying to give away this house out there. You know, you just got to come and move it. He's like, I heard about that when I got here like a year ago, you know, and he's like, I thought you knew about that, you know? I was like, no, I never heard anything about it. I was like, well, you know, I got a crane truck and a forklift. We could log our free use wood and build a float and go move it. I said, let's go check this out. And so we went out there, and I was like, wow, this house is beautiful. I mean, definitely a little bit of a project. The thing was sitting 8 feet in the air on 15 pilings, you know, they're 12-inch galvanized pilings, and it was up there. I was like, it's going to be a project, but it would be a fun one. And so I was able to finally get a hold of Andy. Well, come to find out, a guy by the name of Bob Holmes out of Juneau had beat me to the house by about 3 weeks. And his plan was to tear the house down in pieces and haul the materials out and build something else somewhere else. And so I tried acquiring the project from him, and it wasn't successful. And so I just said, okay, well, that's unfortunate. It's the way it is. But ran into Andy almost a year later, and he said that this guy had come out with some buddies and spent about 24, 36 hours out there and ripped out 80% of the sheetrock. I mean, gutted the third floor and started on the second and tore some, took the tongue and groove ceiling down on the first floor and never came back. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that was a shame. But anyway, so I got the number again. I was able to track the guy down. And at this point, he's like, you know, you'd really be doing me a favor to take over this project. And he's like, I feel really bad about the mess we made. You know, it was a beautiful house. And he even offered to, he had about an extra week and a half at the time that he was going to be passing through town, offered to come help us do some cleanup on it. But anyway, so I acquired that project almost 4 years ago. And if I had, you know, caught it a month sooner, it would have saved us a lot of work. Would have saved us $10,000 or $12,000 worth of work putting it back together. But yeah, so it's taken me a little while to get to this point, to have the barge, have the equipment, and to be able to actually get the job done. But it's as you can see, drive down dock there, it's finally done.
Okay, that move didn't look easy. You were fighting a big tide Friday evening and coming up the narrows into town, and I couldn't help but notice it looked like you had a wood fire going in the stove at the same time.
We did. We living out there on the job, we've been living in the house, and that's been kind of our residence as we're working there. But yeah, as we're coming into town, I told my guys, like, hey, go fire up the stove, want them to know somebody's home, you know. And so yeah, we had smoke rolling out the chimney as we're coming up the narrows, and we were doing pretty good from Farragut till we got to the mouth of the narrows, and bucking the tide that slowed us down a little bit, but we did make it.
It looks like you had skiffs on either side of that barge to push it, and
yeah, we run it kind of like a twin screw. When we loaded the house on, we left it overhanging off the back of the barge by about 8 feet, and so when we floated it out in the middle of the night, our high tides have been like 2 o'clock in the morning. So our tides have been early morning tides. So we've been, you know, putting in 18, 19 hour days, you know, working around the tide there for a little bit. But when we pulled it out, we're drawing 3 feet of water in the back and 1 foot in the front. And then we took it out, put it in the river, let it go dry for the night, finished our work the next day, and then loaded 60,000 pounds of equipment onto the front of it, and it went to drawing 3 feet in the front and 2 feet in the back. So we just we hooked both our skiffs up and just pushed the barge backwards all the way to town. So we run it kind of like a twin screw. We put our power skiff, our same skiff, on the side, and crank it up, and I can just kind of match my RPMs and sit in the black boat and just steer it from there, piece of cake. Docking is really the only tricky part.